So this boo is about a week old, but this is when I had time to do it. I was in the Oakland airport last week, and it was snowing heavily in Seattle, and I was delayed by hours and hours and hours in the airport. And as I was going through the TSA, I refused to go through the big bad scanner, and so I was being patted down, and over my shoulder as I'm being patted down, I hear, is this your bag? We're gonna have to put it through again. And so they put it through again, and I'm thinking, what are they possibly gonna find? And they pull out my pair of poi. And for those of you who don't know, I spin poi, which is an art form that is rapidly gaining popularity involving weighted strings that you spin around yourself in rhythmic patterns. So I have these two very strange ball-like objects on strings, and these happen to be my LED poi. And so the TSA agent looks at me like, what are you trying to smuggle onto the plane? And in classic fashion, I look up and I'm like, aha! I can explain those! And he said, why does one of them have a wire and one doesn't? Well, they've gone to Burning Man. Well, they've gone to this and that. And he went, oh. Give me that look, like, you dirty hippie. And then proceeded to try and open them. Not being able to open said poi, I got to open them, unleash them, undo them, show him my magic tricks. And through that, with an ever confusing and fascinated look on his face, he's like, wow, and okay, so they do this and that and the other. And I'm like, yes, they do this and that and the other. And he let me go. And so for the rest of the time that I was delayed in the Oakland airport, I decided to entertain the rest of the airport staff by spinning poi. And I happened to call my good friend SJ Tucker and tell her this tale, nomad to nomad, and her response was, shoot, they should know what poi look like! I've been through that airport! So, that was a story I needed to share from my nomadic journey to Central California. Good night.